The new Park City School District Superintendent, Jill Gilday, has been on the job since August 1st. Gilday says the construction near Ecker Hill Middle School is a priority as the school year starts up.
I think this year it's going to be the roundabouts, getting the roundabouts completed by Ecker Hill Middle School. I think that's going to be a big project, getting all the buses through. I think we're just getting the word out for parents just to please be patient. You know, we do know that every bus will be impacted because all of the kids, all the sixth graders go out to that school.
Gilday plans to spend time in the schools. She does not anticipate making big changes right away, but wants to familiarize herself with the district's students and employees.
Part of my work this first year is really, because I'm coming new to the area, I really want to get to know the schools, and I really want to be in the schools, and I really want that to be my focus and priority. So that may be a shift, maybe from what's happened before, but I really feel it's important to have that boots on the ground, not to judge and evaluate as much as just get to know exactly what is happening so that we can continue the trajectory of excellence that the district's known for.
She plans to continue with individualized learning programs like MTSS.
Right. So multi-tiered system of support comes right out of federal legislation as part of IDEA, so Individual with Disabilities and Education Act. So part of this is to ensure that the system is built so that our students' academic, social, emotional, behavioral needs are taken care of and addressed. So we've got a great team working on that. I've been really impressed with what I've heard and seen from them.
A master planning contract for $266,000 was unanimously approved by the board for GSBS Architects. Gilday says master planning is another top priority. She says it should be finished by May of 2019.
I think the district commissioned basically a 10 to 15 year outlook as to the needs of the facilities. And that's everything from assessing the systems to looking at what is the master facility plan that works best with the community. It's projected growth, it's educational needs. So we also in this have an educational consultant that will be looking at educational specifications now and for the future. So how the current classrooms are used and how that's projected to adjust, if at all.
The board is working on a meeting schedule, which will be finalized in early September. Community input will be included in the master planning process. The school board also approved the Memorandum of Understanding with Park City Municipal for the tunnel project under Kearns Boulevard. It will connect the high school with the LDS Seminary building and eliminate the surface Hawk beacon currently used by pedestrians to cross Kearns. Some board members say they are concerned with the ability for buses to make safe exits from the high school once the Hawk beacon is no longer in use. Those details have yet to be worked out with UDOT and the city. A couple of people made comments during public input at the Truth in Taxation hearing last week. They asked the board, in consideration of low student population growth, to reconsider their decision to create a new deputy superintendent. Gilday told KPCW she will take the next 60 days to make that decision. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.